Let's hear next from Skywish.
You don't get it. I've been afraid of my father all my life. I spent every waking moment trying to keep him from exploding, trying to do everything just right, and not just believing, but knowing that one day he would kill me. That he'd kill us all. My first memory is the day my brother spilled a can of paint down the stairs. My parents were painting the house. Ricky thought he was helping, but it was just too heavy for him, and paint went flying everywhere, and I held my breath, and I don't even know why I thought that would help. My father put his fist through the wall. I screamed. Ricky and I started crying, and the whole time, he kept yelling at us to stop crying, and I couldn't. I thought he was going to kill us both, and my mother couldn't stop him. I was 4 years old. Ricky was 2. And I've been living in that hole in the wall ever since. I can't forgive him. I won't pretend. So go read Footprints in the Sand if it'll make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Today my father's going in the ground. Except I don't remember having a father. A father couldn't do that to his kids.
Skywish, that was very, very nice. Your energy was great. It was no question who you were, your connection to the whole thing. You were very much into the scene. I can be a little tiny bit picky on some diction. It sounded like you said non-just believing rather than not just believing, and started clawing the whole time rather than crying. And I thought you might have repeated the words whole time because it seemed seemed like you stuttered a little. But that's about the sum of what I have to say about the performance. A little picky part, and I actually meant, I know I spoke to you about this earlier. Your monologue is a bit short. We want them at least 90 seconds. In this particular case, I'm not gonna make a big deal about it, but for everybody in the future, please try to keep within the time limits. No question, but that we could tell that you had done the diction and energy challenges just fine with what we heard. Meredy?
I agree. Even with it being short, it was a very nice demonstration of both diction and energy and your abilities in both categories, and it was very, very nice. As far as diction goes, I actually wanted to point out something nice, which is went back to the way we did
consonant
this
blends, or said, "Take a breath," and she put
exactly.
the distinction between the B and the R, so you could hear both sounds very well.
Me or her?
She did. You did too,
she did.
But
oh.
I was talking about her. I figured that's what you were talking about.
Actually, no. It was the ends of some of her words. Whenever she came across T's. She made sure to accentuate them and make the word separate from the next one. Sometimes T's can be slurred or forgotten, but she made sure that she had a very t-t-t sound at the end, which I thought was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I did have one question, which may not be so much diction as just lost word or something got dropped, which was Ricky was taking the can of paint down the stairs and he tripped and fell, and the next line was what I heard was he went flying everywhere, and I didn't know if maybe I misheard the he and it should have been an it or if there was something else in there, but it sounded odd. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought I heard paint went flying everywhere.
Okay, then I missed that word. I didn't hear it. The energy I thought was spot on. You had a nice build. It was engaging. Your character was easy to see, and see how she was frustrated by these things going on in her life. and seeing where she is now, you get an idea of what her personality is and what she's like. So very nice job.
Yes, and we have just one more. We're going to finish up with a monologue from Copper.
They should have put you in a glass jar on a mantelpiece. Where were you when Paul was suckling at your mother's teat? Where were you? Who was nursing you, poor Eli? One of Bandy's sows? That land has been had. Nothing you can do about it. It's gone. It's had. You lose.
If you would just take this lease, Daniel.
Drainage! Drainage, Eli, you boy. Drained dry. I'm so sorry. Here, if you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw. There it is. That's a straw. You see? You watching? And my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up!
Copper. Interesting monologue. I like this part about the straw. I found the straw very interesting. I wanted to know more. It kind of reminded me of like a little bit of a Doctor Who-ish type thing. Special straw. Diction and energy. Diction, you had a good fair amount. I thought your diction was good. Pretty decent. I got confused at the beginning. Some of your words slurred together. Talking about put you in a glass jar. I heard in a glass jar, we're in a mantelpiece. And I'm sure there must have been something else, other than that. Something about one of Bandy sows. That land has been had. I don't know what Bandy Sows is. I mean, maybe that is the correct word, but it does not sound right. And then you had a line that sounded like, if you would just take this lease, Daniel. And I don't know who Daniel is when we're talking about Eli, but I assume that must be that I misheard something, unless Russ...
I think that was actually a line from somebody else. I think it was Daniel talking to Eli for most of the points, then all of a sudden Eli was speaking to Daniel, because he actually used a slightly different voice on that line.
Oh.
That's my guess.
Okay.
That it was actually a slight dialogue.
Instead of a monologue.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good to know. As for energy, it was just so short. You had energy there, you had that feeling and emotion in your character, but I didn't feel like your character was solid until you got to the bit about the straw. And I guess maybe that's why I liked the straw bit so much. And then once you got there, it was over. I was starting to think, oh, okay, this is going to develop into something. We're going to hear more about this character, and what has he got to say? And it just ended halfway through the drinking my milkshake or whatnot. And I don't know. I wanted to hear more, and unfortunately, it's a minute. And if we had a 90-second,
minimum,
this is just not enough. Russ?
Yeah, we are not going to be, at least this round, we're giving you warnings. We're not doing disqualifications. In future, let's be clear. When we say a minute and a half, we mean a minute and a half minimum, please. Copper, I want to thank you for submitting. I know things were touch and go there for a moment. You had a lot of power here. Your diction was good. I had absolutely no idea what was going on. You had somebody yelling about sows and milkshakes, and I think that this is not a very good monologue. I hope you didn't write this one yourself. It didn't have a beginning, it didn't have an ending, it didn't have a middle. It was just somebody yelling about sows and milkshakes. for some reason. I'm sure he was very angry for, I don't know why he was angry. So the places where your energy was lacking was simply because I don't think there was a there for you to act. That was just yelling. I think if you'd had a better monologue, this would have come out just great. Your diction was good. I noticed that you were careful about things like glass jar. I heard both consonants. There were some places, the same places Merity was confused about. You were raised by a bandy sow. That land's been whatever it was. But then again, I was so confused by what was going on that I couldn't tell if maybe you were enunciating words that just didn't make any sense. So, A for effort. There's some definite things that you could fix for the next time. As far as monologue is concerned, and we're going to say this again a little bit later on, some of you had problems with monologues, and this is not just a copper. We're going to fix that this week. We are going to pick monologues for you.
Yes, so you don't have to worry so much about them. I remember when we had our online chat, and we were going over diction and energy. That was one of the big topics people actually had more concerns about, was just picking a monologue as opposed to the other two lessons, or the parts of the lesson. So we don't want you guys having to worry about that. Certainly not right now, when we're trying to go through all these different parts of voice acting.
Right. Okay. And now the results. Merity, who won for you today?
My top pick for this was Temporary Butterfly. I thought energy was awesome. Diction was very clear. It was my favorite to listen to out of the lesson tonight. Yours?
My favorite was Skywish. I thought she had her character well. She had the energy. She stayed interesting. The diction was excellent. I don't have anything to complain about, really. I thought you just did a great job.
I agree. They were both awesome.
Right. So we're going to go down the next, and we're not necessarily doing it in exact order, where we grouped some people together. What we're going to be doing with this is we're going to use this to give you a score, which is going to accumulate over the course of the competition. So who do you have next, Merity?
I have Miss Voice of an Angel.
And I had Bright Disaster next. And next?
Next, Leave Me Alone.
And I have Lex the Archer next.
Okay. And then our next group is Copper.
Copper, I think that the shortness of your monologue hurt you here. Had it been longer and had it been something that we could understand better, you probably would have scored better.
But you did have good energy.
Yes.
And I think we both agreed that you did have a character there. It's just we needed more.
So now that means our bottom three. And unfortunately, you guys all had problems today. So 11 Linda, this was the monologue about the roller coaster. Mm-hmm. There were pauses that seemed a little confusing. I mentioned this. There were places seemed to be reading more than acting. There were places where your diction was a little messy.
Yeah. And both Zane and Fandubs, you both had monologues which were more like speeches or narration. And unfortunately, I think it was the monologue content that hurt you the most. We had problems fully understanding what was going on, and it's hard to establish a character when you've got the types of monologues that you guys chose. So
as we said, we're not doing eliminations this competition, so right. If you did poorly this round, you have a chance to recover in the next round. Mm-hmm. And the next round is going to be about emotions. We're going to want to hear you do specific emotions for your monologues. And to make it easier, we are going to pick monologues for you that we think will give you a chance to do that. There will be also an exercise, something similar to what is described in the lesson. And the emails will be going out with your monologue selections sometime on Thursday. In the meantime, you can start looking at the lesson, which is now on the web. That is http://shows.voicehollywood.org/acting-up/season-1/lessons/emotions. And one more note, a reminder, I've mentioned this to you guys before, this is a learning show. Please feel comfortable sending us drafts of your work. There were some of you had mistakes that you could easily have corrected if you had just sent them to us early and we could have told you, no, you're going off in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping in the future you will take advantage of that. We're here for you. We're not just judges. We're also teachers and coaches.
And just make note of that. When you go to send it out, yeah, like Russ said, send out your piece to be critiqued a little earlier and make a note of it in the email. Say, hey, if you could just look this over and let me know what you think or what I can work on, that'd be great. Thanks.
Right. So we want to know the difference. We want to know whether you're sending us your entry or something to be critiqued in advance, right, so you can re-record.
Yeah. Oh, and as Rush said before, remember, these are points. So just, you know, don't freak out about today if, you know, something you're upset about where you are and you're standing, because like Russ said, you could be somewhere completely different next week.
So I hope you enjoyed this week, and I hope you're going to be getting ready to do even better for next week. We'll see you then.
Bye.